Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, The Funny Side of Life, Episode 28, Sticking to Your Life Purpose, Part 2. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. How everyone week been going so far? Sure, time is flying by so fast and it's not waiting for nothing. For those of you that have a life purpose and a goal that you're trying to achieve, y'all heard the introduction of that song, Burn Up the Dance, Light That Fire. That's how you got to continue to light that fire and that passion and that goal that you're trying to achieve in this thing we call life. Even when you may feel discouraged or down, you got to understand your why and keep pushing. Like you a firecracker. Like every time that you feel like you want to give up, think about that strong why. Why you want to do what you want to do. I know it's hard to stay focused when I know it's hard to try to stay focused. Especially now in this crazy world we're living in. I truly understand. I remember when I first decided to do my first Positive Thursday podcast, everyone. I was super excited and nervous. But at the same time, I was afraid. And I was like, because you know how when you step in out of your comfort zone, fear, fear. But for me, I felt fear. I felt fear of failure. I felt fear of change all together at once, and it wasn't easy. Well, no matter how much I wanted to give up on doing my Positive Thursday podcast, I knew deep down inside that giving up on my life purpose wasn't an option. It was more about, for me, it wasn't just about me doing something that I enjoy. It was about aspiring and talking to each one of you and other people and motivating others. And that's what I get more out of. That's what I get more out of it. Talking to each one of you every week on Positive Thursday. And I just enjoy what I do. For those of you that have a life purpose or a goal you're trying to achieve. And not even just that. Even if you just want to just better your life. And you just want change in generally. Your circle, whoever you are around, that matters the most. If you have someone, even just one person that can encourage you, that's generally care about you. Not no fake phony friends, whether there's a husband. Not no fake phony people. But if you just had that one person that's truly genuine about seeing you win, you're blessed. Because nowadays, that's hard to find. And sometimes you might have to just walk alone, in a season. And then as you go along to try to, your transformation or whatever you're trying to achieve in life, God will send along the right people. Because I have experienced that time after time. I always never fitted in with everyone. I always did my own thing. I never was a follower. And at times I did feel like an outcast because I always was getting rejected by other people because I always did my own thing. I never tried to be something that I wasn't. Although it took me a long time to figure out who I was, and I'm still learning who I am, and I'm learning to feel more and more comfortable in my skin. And stepping out into your life goals and your life purpose is not an easy thing because you're going to have people coming at you, all kinds of like distractions and people trying to throw you off course. And it takes a lot of power. It takes a lot of faith, number one, a lot of strength, a lot of determination to get wherever you're trying to go. And it's a process. It takes time. And, listening to like motivational music or videos or anything that you find that helps you to push forward in life, do it. Because I know it's different for everyone. And can I tell you that for me, the only reason I'm speaking about me is because I want to share my story. And I also would love to hear your story as well, too. I must share the email address and you can send me a message on this podcast. And I want to hear your stories about your process of trying to pursue your goals or life or just trying to just change in life and want a better thing for you. You want a better life for yourself. I want to hear your stories because I believe that when everyone share their stories, you never know who's listening. You never know who life that you can change in the process. Think about all the greats like Oprah Winfrey, Mother Teresa. I mean, so many people, not even just famous, but like the everyday average person that's making an impact on people's lives just by saying kind words, just by smiling, you know, that's changing someone's life, you know, because you're giving out energy on purpose, of a life purpose that can transform into someone else's well-being. You just never know. So don't give up. Whatever you're trying to do, do not give up. I'm telling you, because when I started out doing this podcast, and I do other things as well too, YouTube videos, I didn't have that many people watching me. I mean, I might have a few, but I know that that's going to come. You know, because things takes time. It's not an overnight thing. It's a process. Things happen faster for others, and sometimes it takes longer. But what I learned most important, it's a process. It helps you to build your inner strength. It helps you to, it helps you to gain knowledge and wisdom and insight of more of what you're trying to do in your life. It's like a book. You know how like when you read a book and it's like different chapters? You have chapter 1, 2. That's how I believe that's how life is. Like when we're trying to create different things, it's different chapters. You have different seasons where you may go through different hardships and, you know, challenges and ups and downs. And you're trying to figure out, you know, where to go. Because we all have a stumble. I know there have been many times that we may have stumbling blocks in our lives. And I know I have. I had came through many a stumbling blocks where I felt like I was stuck and I really wanted to give up everyone. I really wanted to give up so bad. It was times at night I would be up night. I would cry and just thinking about, you know, if what I'm doing, you know, this Positive Thursday and the other things that I do like that I enjoy doing. Like, God, should I really be doing this? Like, no one's watching me. No one's supporting me. You know, I feel alone, but you know what? It was just something inside of me. God said, keep going, Zuri. Keep going, Zuri. Don't give up. Don't give up. And here I am talking to each one of you. How's the weather where y'all at? I know I ask you that all the time. I just want to know, how's the weather where it's at? Is the sun out? Is it sunny where y'all at? Even though I know that a lot of places is still closed. But even if the sun's shining, everyone, enjoy it. Even if you can just go to your door, if you have a backyard, go out and look at the beautiful trees and the flowers and the sun. I mean, I think it's just so beautiful. And like where I work at, it's like this big land where I work at. It's like a lot of land. And there's these beautiful trees. And I like to sit in the car and just look at the beautiful colors with the green and seeing the birds fly and just enjoying the nature. Just enjoying the nature. And that's what I want to say. Do each one of you know that words are powerful? What we speak will come to existence, whether it's good or bad. But powerful words, speaking it into existence, saying, I can do anything that I put my mind to. And you think about whatever you're trying to do, and you say that every day, it will manifest itself and it will happen. Please repeat these words after me, everyone. Say, I have a life purpose in this thing called life. Quitting is not an option because I have other people that's waiting for me so I can have change, so I can change their life. By me using my life purpose, I am ready. Let's go. Y'all don't have to repeat that. I can be so silly, everyone. But also, I wanted to make each one of you laugh. And the reason why I said that about the words I just said is because when you say certain words, just think about it. When you say like good, positive things, like good, positive words, like say if you say, I love you to your mom or your kids, how does that make you feel? Doesn't it make you feel good inside? And then if you are angry about something and you're cursing, that makes you feel, your body feel tense. And I believe that whatever we say or we speak, I think our body and our brain, it reacts in different ways. I truly believe that. But I believe when you speak positive words and when you say good, uplifting stuff, it's good for your body, your mind, and your spirit. And it just gives you energy. But when you say like negative stuff, it can drain your energy. So, hey, y'all have any plans this weekend? I know, and each state is different. I know some places are opening up. Like, do y'all have any plans? Even if it's just barbecuing outside your backyard, you know, with just a couple people. Or even if it's just by yourself. Have fun by yourself. If you can't enjoy your own company, what's that saying, everyone? If you can't enjoy your own company, how are you going to enjoy somebody else's company? Something like that. y'all understand what I'm trying to say. I'm getting my words all twisted up a little bit. And then, you know what I also noticed too? When I talk fast, I start to like stutter a little bit and my words sound kind of blur, like I had a couple drinks or something. So let me slow down and relax. I know y'all laughing like, it's okay, Zuri, it's okay. And I have 10 reasons to help y'all stick to your life purpose that can help motivate in each one of you. So this is Zuri Flower, 10 reasons to help you stick to your life purpose. Number one, know your reasons why you're driven to stick to your life purpose. Is it for your kids or is it to inspire others? Whatever that reason have it, write it down on a piece of paper so you can have it and pull it out on the times when you want to. When you want to give up on your life purpose. Number two, listen to audio of people who are successful in your life purpose you're trying to pursue. Number three, have a circle of people in your life that generally want to see you succeed, even if it's just one person. Number four, believe in yourself and what you're doing when no one else is supporting you. Number five, trust the process. Everything takes time. Number six, breathe, meditate, exercise. Breathing and exercising can help you to think clear and stay focused. Number seven, be generally honest of what's working and what's not working on that ladder of climbing be generally honest of what's working and what's not working on the ladder of climbing to succeed in your life purpose. Number eight, just keep pushing and don't give up. Number nine, take baby steps. Number 10, love yourself. Even if you make mistakes, give yourself a big hug and say, that's okay, I'm going to keep pushing. All right, everyone. Now, it's game time. Let's have some fun. Now, ding, 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 it's game time. So for the phrase life, I have funny word phrases for the word life. L, I'm laughing because I'm on fire. Can't no one put me out. I ain't no loser. I'm a winner. F, feeling power within. E, eating up all my passion and purpose and spitting it out. Ew. All right, so I'm going to go to purpose. So I already spelled out life. And I'm going to go to the word purpose. And I have some funny phrases for the word purpose. Oh my gosh, I tell you, my computer system that I have all my notes on while I'm talking to you, I follow along, and then I just go off and just speak from the heart. I don't care about making mistakes or because I'm speaking from a true place, and I know y'all understand. So I just want to say I thank each one of you for your patience. And what y'all, if any of you, what y'all cooking for breakfast or lunch or dinner? Because I know it's different parts of the world. Anybody cooking anything good and tasty? I love to eat good food, good healthy food, and then also junk food as well too. One of my favorite dishes is, like, for breakfast, I love waffles. And then for lunch, I like to have like maybe a vegan burger, like what, a veggie burger, one of the 100% veggie burgers. And for dinner, maybe some sweet potatoes with some rice and some cabbage. That sounds so good. I know that sounds greedy, y'all. And then for dessert, maybe like some nachos with some like fresh salsa. And I have like a little glass of wine. Good. That's like that commercial from the Soup Campbell's. Y'all know that commercial? I forgot, it came on a long time ago. I know they have different new ones, but one that came on a long time ago from an old commercial from the Campbell's soup, and they eat the soup, they taste it, they be like, good. good. Do I have any parents on here that have any seniors that's graduating this year? I know it's been hard, you know, with the our kids not able to walk down the aisle. But they're doing like video graduation, which really sucks. But what can we do? I guess we just have to make the best of it. In 2 more weeks, I got to pick up my son cap and gown. They having their graduation. I think it's June the 4th. And I know some other places too. Other schools probably already graduated because I know, you know, different schools is different. All right, let me get back to my notes, everyone. Stick with me. I got to see. Okay. All right. Okay, so we're playing a word game. So I already spell out different funny phrases for the word life. Then I'm going to say different words, funny phrases for the word purpose. P. Pee-wee! I got to go. U. Awkwardness is always the key to a successful life. R. Rise and shine. P. Paint the picture you want to in your life, even if it's ugly. You sure is ugly. O. Overachieving in life is nothing new. S. Sticking to my life purpose is exactly what I'm going to do. E. Erasing my past and moving forward into the future. That was a lot of fun, everyone. The fun really starts when I go into a quick commercial break, and I'll be right back to finish up this rest of this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 28, Sticking to Your Life Purpose, part 2. Do it, 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 get 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 it. Shit, you ain't never seen. Missy in this bitch doing shit you ain't never seen. Get it, 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 get it. Stop. Back in this bitch, Missy hopping out the sun. I got about 100 shooters with me, 100 troops. Got 100 bands going ham. We don't give a damn. It go up and down, round and round like a ceiling fan. Round like a ceiling fan. Round like a ceiling fan. Cool up, cool up, cool up, cool up, cool up, cool up, cool up. Break up, sweat, make up, lose control. Ain't no AC going hard to go 40. This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go on Zoe Flower YouTube page every Wednesday. I'm back, everyone, from the commercial break. That's the new song by Missy Elliott, the one I played during this commercial, the commercial break. It's called Cool Off. Cool Off. Cool Off. It makes you want to dance. It makes you think of the song Luke. Don't stop, get it, don't stop, get it, make you want to dance. It's a good workout song, so I said, let me play that. I know some of you probably jamming, jamming. So we have, let me see, Thursday, today is Thursday, and tomorrow is Friday. Already, this week just like flew by so fast. Like I said before, time don't wait for no one. So is there anything that you're trying to do in this thing we call life? Get it done, everyone. Get it done. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Just do it. And if you make a mistake, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect. Everything don't have to be together in your life. Start from exactly where you are. Because if you take one step, you making moves. You're making moves. And I just want to let you know, I'm super proud of you. I know I don't know some of you personally, but I'm speaking from the heart. Whatever you're trying to achieve in life, I'm saying it. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm proud of each one of you for just even just taking the steps that you've been taking. All right. So, as I was saying about sticking to your life purpose, I have three. Last week, for those of you that was tuning in on Positive Thursday, last week I shared three top motivational speakers from around the world, some audio. So I have three more motivational speakers that I want to share with y'all. The first one is Tony Robbins. I know each one of you know who Tony Robbins is. He's one of the best motivational speakers. He's an excellent speaker. So I have some audio that I want to share with each one of you from one of his speaking engagements. And I believe that it's going to inspire each one of you and help you to keep moving forward to ever, whatever you're trying to do in this thing called life. And just not even just doing anything, but just being inspired and just staying positive and just keeping you inspired.
On who they believe they are. If you said to me, well, I'm really going to work hard to stop smoking, but, you know, I've been a smoker my whole life, and I'm, you know, I am a smoker. I know your days are numbered. You're going to be back smoking cigarettes again because we all act consistent with who we believe we are. I tell people the strongest force in the whole human personality is this need to stay consistent with how we define ourselves. If you define yourself as somebody who is really conservative, you're not going to be crazy and act nuts unless you're really drunk or something, and then you can say it's the alcohol, when it's really just you finally getting permission to be yourself. The alcohol is your excuse. If you're a really crazy person, you act crazy, outrageous, playful. You don't act conservative because it's not who you are. Very often people say, well, I can't do that. I'm not that kind of person. And I always say to people, really, when did you define yourself? I mean, really, how many years ago did you come up with what you could and couldn't do in your life? How many years ago? Most people, if they really look at how they're living their life today, it's based on a set of standards, a set of beliefs that they made choices about 10, 20, 30 or more years ago. I mean, very often we made decisions in our youth or very young about what to believe, about what we were capable of, about who we are as a person, and that becomes the glass ceiling, if you will, that controls us. There's a corny metaphor, but it's true. I remember one time I was with my family at the circus, and there was a person there, and they had this big, giant elephant. And you look at this elephant, and they take this little rope, put it around the elephant's neck, and they drive this stake into the ground. And, I mean, you look at this, and you know that elephant could rip down the entire tent with almost no effort. And yet, the elephant doesn't struggle, doesn't try. Why? Because the elephant's conditioned. And they take that elephant and condition the elephant when it's a baby elephant. That's how they train them. When it's a little baby elephant and it doesn't have the power yet, they put a big rope around it and they drive this huge stake in the ground, and the elephant fights and fights and fights. And one day, finally, that elephant decides, I'm not capable of pulling this out. And once that becomes the definition of an identity of anyone, an elephant in this case, they don't even try anymore. It's just who I am. That's how it is. That's just the way it is in my life. I'd like to ask you to take a look at any place you've got a limitation and ask yourself, when did I decide to accept that limitation? And you may not even see it as a limitation. You might see it as just that's who I am. But so often in our lives, we've adapted to be a certain way so that we don't fail or so that people will like us or respect us, but it's not necessarily who we are. Joy comes when you're spontaneous. It's really hard to be truly happy when you're not being yourself. And most of us have no clue who we are. And so a big part of my work, if you've ever been to an event, you know, is to get people to do things spontaneously without thinking, because that's when the real you shows up. That's when the energy comes alive. And when you do that, when you start to connect to your true nature, suddenly there's energy available for you to set a higher standard for what you want in your life. That's what this is really all about. And when I talk about standards, when I talk about, you know, shoulds versus musts, think about your own life. I know there have been areas in your life where some point in time you just shifted and you raised the standard and your life changed. Because whatever people have their identity attached to, they live. We live who we believe we are. That's just how it works. It's just kind of like, I'll give you an example. Look at your physical body. Your physical body today is an absolute reflection of only one thing. Not your goals, not your desires, but your standards. The identity you have for yourself. If your standard is you're an athlete, then there's a certain amount of strength, a muscle tone, and energy that's available in your body on a regular basis because that's who you are. And so you do whatever's necessary to maintain that identity. Again, the strongest force in the human personality is this need to stay consistent with how we define ourselves. Because
motivational speaker number two, Lisa Nicholson.
Having potential, I wanted to have my now. I'm an average, ordinary mom who said, I want to drastically transform my son's future. The power of I am, the power of I am can pull you through the darkest moment.
As you're creating success, create holistic success.
Have a small change over 30 days, and then a small change over 30 days. Your breakthrough will come in needlepoint moves. At some point, I have to stop asking, can I be great? Can I be brilliant? You have to disrupt that soil in order to plant a new seed to grow a new fruit.
There's not one line of business that you can be in that a story and a great story won't elevate your outcome.
Wealth is possessions and money. Abundance is a 360 experience.
I look at my life and I wasn't supposed to be who I am today.
She's an author, life coach, and motivational speaker. She's the founder and CEO of Motivating the Masses. She's also a best-selling author of 6 books. She's Lisa Nichols, and here are her top 10 rules for success.
I struggled all through school. The last time I took English class, I got a fail. And my English teacher said I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life. The last time I took a speech class, same year, I got a D minus in speech. And my speech teacher said, Lisa, quote unquote, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. So that was the beginning of my life. That was my 19-year-old experience. And then I go on and I'm trying to figure it out. I was obedient. I went and got a job in accounting. I was in the collection department. For 7 years, y'all don't know, I'm dangerous to accounting. I'm just dangerous. And I'm in collections, and you know, you should never put a broke person in collections. Never, because everybody's reasons sound good to me. I sound funny, but it was real. Not only did I say, girl, don't you worry about paying that, I'm gonna take your name off the list. Somebody went to jail because I was in collections. I got fired from 5 different jobs. Yeah. And then I got pregnant with my son unexpectedly. And then at 8 months, my son's father went to prison. I had to get on government assistance to have my baby. I was on WIC, Women, Infant, and Children, to feed my child. And when my son was 8 months old, I went to the ATM to get $20 out the bank because I didn't have any Pampers for him. And in order to get $20 out, you got that $20 in. I had $11.42. And I still can't tell the story without getting emotional because it's my story. For 2 days, I had to wrap my son in a towel. But something happened, Steve, in those 2 days. I was at rock bottom. I was broke and I was broken. Inglewood, California. My son laying on his back at 8 months. I have a towel over him and I have my hand on his stomach saying, don't you worry, Jelani. Mommy will never be this broke again. And I made a decision. I was bankrupt. And every stinking thinking I had, I was bankrupt and trying to protect my pride. I was bankrupt and trying to be all that in a bag of chips and a bowl of grits falsified. Mm-hmm. I was bankrupt and trying to not ask anyone for help. I was bankrupt in everything that was holding me and keeping me where I was. Mm-hmm. I've always talked a good game. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't doing anything with my gift. Mm-hmm. And all that thing about potential, I was tired of having potential. I wanted to have my now. And I looked at that baby at 8 months, and I said, I want to transform your life. Because you didn't ask to come into this chaos.
Come on.
As an African-American male child in South Central Los Angeles, with a single mother whose father's in prison, he had a 66% chance of going to prison himself. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. So if I have to be willing to drastically transform myself so that I can become the woman that I know I can be.
Right.
And that's what I began to do. I was radical.
Motivational speaker number 3, one of my favorites, Trent Shelton.
If I would have ever made that change, I can promise you now, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Don't change for people. Change for yourself. Number 3, consistency. You've been hearing this word all day. And I want to challenge you with this, with consistency. Are you still going to show up when it sucks? See, it's easy to show up when everybody's loving you, when everybody supports you. Are you going to show up when nobody shows up for you? I remember my very first speaking engagements. Like, when I threw my own events, literally it was 10 people. And those 10 people were my family and my friends. That's it. But for me, it was never about numbers. It was about impact. I got into this to change one life. You know what that life was? My own. And in doing that, it affected millions across the world. But it was never about how many people's lives could I change. It started with myself. And a lot of people, especially in today's society, is wrapped around numbers. How many people follow me? How many people like my stuff? Like, let me just paint this picture for you real quick with social media. This is simple. I know people who have millions of followers that impact maybe 10% of them. I know know people who have thousands of followers that impact all thousands of them. Who's making a greater impact? So stop using that as an excuse. Show up when it sucks. Show up when nobody supports you. Even when the people that you love the most support you the least, still show up. And it doesn't make them bad people, but you got to understand, some people will not see your greatness because they're too close to you. Some people will not see your greatness because they're too close to you. I mean, if I had, I wish I could do a demonstration right quick, but I got 7 minutes. But if I had a dollar, right, a dollar bill, I always do this. I hold up a dollar bill. I call somebody on stage, I hold up a dollar bill to their face. I have them close their eyes, so they don't know what it is. I tell them to open their eyes. And I'm like, what is this? And they're like, I don't know. Right? I say, okay, close your eyes. I take a step back. What is this? I don't know. I take a step back. What is this? Oh, it's a dollar. As long as I was close to them, they couldn't see the value of that dollar. And I know a lot of times when you start something new, and you walk out on faith and you do this crazy thing, when people think you're stupid, when people think you're insane, they're not going to see what you see. But I want you to understand something and never forget this. Stop worrying about what they see in you and start focusing on what you see in yourself. Because if God wanted them to see the vision, he would have gave it to them. But he gave it to you. And a lot of people won't see it until you make it happen. Those are the same people that come back and say, I knew you can do it the whole time. That's how it works, right? But if you have a tribe of people that can see the greatness inside of you when you don't see it in yourself, those people are special, and keep those people close to you. Keep those people close to you. And sometimes the journey is lonely. I lost a lot of friends. Because when I was up here in their eyes, like success, the NFL, woo, I had all the friends in the world. They knew we were getting the clubs free, the parks. They was there for the parks for real. Right, right. But as soon as I lost that, I lost them. Right. Rock bottom changed my life. Because rock bottom showed me what was real.
The three motivational speakers, I know that it had inspired each one of you. And also, I want to say is, stick to your life purpose. As each one of us continue on our life purpose, I just want to say, I am super happy to know that this podcast inspired each one of you. And please share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. And also, I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast and future podcast topics. You can send me a message here at zoeflower8@gmail.com. And also connect with me on Twitter at Zoe Flower Twitter and follow me on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And God bless each one of you, and I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. Have a blessed week and rest of the week, everyone. It's Positive Thursday. Get inspired on this Positive Thursday.